Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. First things first, I want to thank my Lord and Savior for giving me the opportunity and trusting me to be out here sharing the word, especially what he shares with me first. Amen. Amen. And I want to say, man, y'all look so awesome on Wednesdays. I tell you that Wednesdays was my favorite days because those were the days that Pastor came with the left hook, the right jab, and he hit us hard because it was like a discipleship message. Amen. God is so good. And, you know, I want to thank my pastor, my spiritual dad, Pastor Blake, for inviting me and giving me the privilege to giving me the opportunity to come up here and give y'all the word at the last minute. But, you know, like Pastor Brian said in revival, we about our Father's business, and we want to keep him in prayer because he's in Costa Rica right now doing the Father's business. I want to thank Pastor Mario and Ms. Dianza for welcoming us and inviting us as well, too, our spiritual parents. We thank you. So let's get to the word. So my title today is Never Forget. Never forget. And the reason I call this Never Forget, and you might be questioning why, never forget. Never forget what a friend we have in Jesus, because he's the best friend that we can ever have. There's no one like him. Amen? Never forget how good he has been with you. He has been for you. He's been so good. Amen? With that being said, let's go to Romans 8, 38 and 39. Never forget that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to have your way in this place, Lord, that you remove all distractions that we may have in our minds and our thoughts, that you give us sound hearing, Lord, and you soften our hearts to receive, Lord, your word. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Why is it that the Lord put this word in my heart? Is because I was listening to the song by her. I believe her name is Tiffany. Man, what is her name? Well, it's a worship song. So, Tiffany Hudson, and her song. She has a song that's called "You've Been So Good to Me." And every time I hear this song, man, he takes me back to remembrance of a lot of things, especially where I used to be and where I'm not. You know, he reminds me of a lot of situations that could have gone a different way. And they didn't. Then he allows me to see my children growing. And I don't have to worry the way my parents used to worry about me. At age 12, 13, my mom was wondering where was I at coming at home at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, you know, high, smoking cigarettes, drinking. I don't have to worry about my sons doing that. I have a son, Danny, he's about to be 18, and my son Isaac, 17. Benjamin's going to be 11. My son Levi is going to be seven. And when my oldest sons tell me they're going to go play basketball, I don't have a doubt that that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. I don't have to wonder. And he tells me, I want you to remember and never forget how good I've been to you. And the reason why he's telling me this is because he tells me that we're going to go through trials. We're going to have situations in life. Amen. The Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So we're going to go through it. It also says that we will go through trials. Amen? 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you." He says, do not be surprised, because we're going to go through it. So he tells me, Nestor, never forget the goodness of God. Never forget what I've done for you, because there's going to be things that are going to be worse to come, because we understand that before things get better, they got to get worse. Amen? Amen? So he's telling me all these things, and I'm like, I get it, Lord. And we have to come to understand that when he speaks to us in these ways, he's letting us know that the enemy is plotting things. We already know that he is the prince of the world, right? That he has a strategy. He has an agenda. And we can see it as we're living day by day that he's doing things and changing laws and changing the way people are thinking. And he's letting me know, never forget, Nestor. Never forget, because if you forget the goodness and you forget what I brought you out of, the things that are going to come are going to wait on you. They're going to wait on you. Then you're going to start having doubt. And when you have doubt, it's a form of unbelief. Amen? It's a form of unbelief. And we know that when we have faith in God, it's the only way we can please him. Amen? So he constantly tells me, don't forget. Don't forget. So he reminds me of things and situations. He reminds me of me speaking and giving out my testimonies to people when I run to people and I talk to them and I share my testimony. He tells me, hey, they don't know about me. Speak. Never forget what I did for you, because I need to do the same thing for them. But how are they going to know that I am that God? I am who I say I am. I am the great I am. I am the one that can make things happen. What is impossible for men, it's not possible. It's possible. It's possible for God. Amen. He tells me this. So today I want you to know that you should never forget where he brought you out of. Never forget your testimony. Keep on sharing it, because someone needs to hear it. Amen. Someone needs to hear it, because we have to edify each other as the body of Christ. We have to edify and teach us and lead us to grow together. Iron sharpened iron. Keep on constantly reminding each other. Man, I remember this, how God was so good to me that I don't have to see my boys going through the same thing that I did. You know, I don't have to have the same worries that my mom had, and I don't have to have the worries that she had for me with them. Amen? God has been so good, and the enemy's going to bring his fiery darts. He's going to try to bring all this stuff against us. You know, even you young kids, you got to understand that he's going to try to mislead you, because you have a purpose. We're all walking through this place temporarily. We got an expiration date. We're walking through this place. We're pilgrims. We don't even belong here, but we have an assignment, and the assignment is to share the goodness of God and never forget about it. Amen. You see, the devil wants to take you out of God's goodness. He wants to take you out of God's goodness. I can tell you this, that when I'm in the goodness of God, I have peace. Whether if I'm working or not, because I'm self-employed. There'll be times where I don't work for a whole week, but I have peace. I don't worry about it, because I know who I trust in. I know who I rely in, you know. So he tells me, never forget that I'm the one that sustains you, that when you set your roots deep into the true vine, which is Jesus, you're going to grow, and you're going to bear fruit no matter what. No matter what. Amen? You see, we got to understand that when the enemy tries to come and attack and make us forget of the goodness of God by putting the trials and situations, circumstances of life, life is going to be life. Life is hard. As a matter of fact, I don't know who I was talking to this past few days and telling them. I was like, man, life ain't like it used to be when I was a young kid. I can ask my dad for anything. He'll buy it. And without me even worrying about if he could buy it or not, he still was able to do it. Now that I know my Heavenly Father, I know that he's able to do it all. So, you know, I come to him. Life ain't the same. You know, now that we've grown up, we know that life is hard. It's hard. We deal with situations, right? But we should never forget what God has intended, his order in life. How he ordained us to live, because it's not in vain. It should not be in vain that Jesus came into this world and gave his life to instruct us how to live, how to sustain ourselves through the word of God, and how to rely on God each and every day, to not make decisions without going to him first, because those decisions will take us farther than we want to go, and at times it'll keep us longer than we want to stay. Amen. God is so good. God is amazing. With that being said, my mind just went blank. I'm sorry. I got to tell you, I always see the pastors when they talk about chasing a rabbit, but I understand what it means when I'm up here, you know. But like I was saying, you know, we should never forget, give our testimonies, always proclaim the word of God and share it with people, because we have so many people out here, they are broken, and some of them are even in these seats. You know, some of them are even in the seats wondering if they even belong in this place. Wondering if they even belong in this place. They feel like they have to do so much, but that's not the case. You know, we as the body should let them know and see the goodness of God through every situation, because that's what we are called for. We should never forget what he's done for us so we can share it with others. Amen. He reminds me of testimonies. And when I talk about testimonies, it's a blessing. And the things that he's done in my life, he hasn't just done them through me. He has done them through each and every one of y'all, through y'all's testimonies. When I hear about families that are not able to have kids, like my brother, Pastor John, and his family, now they have 4 beautiful kids. When I hear about that, I testify. I give people their testimony. I don't just share my testimony. I share the testimonies of my brothers and sisters in Christ. I share this testimony with my sister-in-law, future sister-in-law. We're praying that my brother, you know, ties the knot and they stop shacking up. I share this testimony with her because she wasn't able to have kids, you know, and it was kind of hard on their relationship because my brother, he wants more kids. And when I told her, trust God, she's like, I've been crying out. I've been telling him. I was like, yes, but have you been obeying him? There's a difference when you cry out and you asking and you're asking, but you're not obeying, because he leads us to be obedient, because your obedience is what unfolds a miracle. And I can tell you this, she started obeying him. I went to visit them a couple of times. I see the Bible on their table. Opened up, it ain't closed. It don't got no dust on it. It's open. So I'm starting to see, okay, God is moving. God is moving. My brother asking more about God. So, you know, through other people's testimonies that I share from my brothers, they're starting to wanting to see, okay, God, if you did it for them, you can do it for me. Amen. Amen. Next thing you know, we visit them and she tells us she's pregnant. And she's tried so many times. God is so good. And we should never forget how good he is. Amen? For he is a promise keeper. He is a promise keeper. And we got to understand that we got to share this more than ever, because things are going to shift sooner or later. We got to share his goodness and be the light. Be the salt of the earth. We have to attract people to want to get to meet him and have a personal experience through your testimony to understand that if he did it for you, he can do it for them. Amen. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We should never forget, because if we forget, we get to a place where we're too comfortable. We get comfortable and we start leaning on our own understanding. And then we'll make God a liar, because he says that every good work that he performs, he will finish. He will finish. He's saying that I'm going to complete the mission with you. I'm going to complete your destiny. I'm going to complete it because it's already written. But the only way that it won't happen is if we forget of his goodness. If we move ourselves out of the way, out of the will of God. Amen? We have to keep in mind all the goodness and everything he has done for us. Everything. Every testimony. From the testimonies when we cry out because we're crying out for our loved ones to be saved, our loved ones to get out of that lifestyle that they're living, and then they come. We should never forget that he brought them out. Yeah. that he's restoring them. You know, we have to always share the love of God with everyone, and not speak by our carnal way, because sometimes we can push people away, you know. All we got to do is let the word of God, let our testimonies, let what he has done for us manifest in front of them. You know, love them sincerely, genuine. Amen. God wants to do so much in our lives. He wants to fill all these seats up. But he's using us. He's using each and every one of us. We got to be, like Pastor Brian said, we got to be about the Father's business. Each and every day, we gotta fall on our knees and get in an intimate prayer with the Lord, because there's someone that he's gonna put in front of you that you need to share his goodness to. There's someone that he's gonna put in front of you that you need to share a testimony to. We have so many testimonies here, from testimonies from brothers here saying that they're about to face 20 to life, and they got only probation. There's a way. It's God's way. It's only God's way. He's able to do all these things. We don't have to go through these trials. It's a blessing to see the sermons each and every Sunday after I do my sermons in Fort Worth. It's a blessing to see Pastor preaching on our way home and see my brothers and sisters in Christ up here testifying. You know, and it edifies me, and it lifts me up, and just empowers me to understand, like, God, I serve a mighty God. Like, Lord, you are so good. You are so awesome, Lord, that you can change our way of thinking, Lord. Amen. When we start forgetting how good and where he has taken us out, we get comfortable. And we start doing things that we shouldn't do. We start leaning on our own understanding. Amen. Church, you start coming to church, and it starts being that, let me check in the box. And if you start serving in church, it starts feeling like work. And I tell you this because this is how I felt at one point in my life. I felt like, man, I'm doing a lot at church, man, and I ain't even getting paid. But that's my carnal mind. That's the carnal mind, and it's wicked. My heart is deceitful. Amen? My heart is deceitful. I forgot what he has done for me, that to the point that I'm thinking that I should have benefits in all this. And the best benefit that I have is salvation. Amen. 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 When you get too comfortable and you start forgetting how good he has been with you, you start allowing the enemy to start sowing seeds in your thoughts and your heart, wicked seeds. To the point that you can't even shake hands with certain people. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about them. We're not going to be like that in heaven. So why are we doing it now? You know, Jesus came into this world to instruct us how to live and how to be with each other. He said, he broke down the 10 commandments in 2 commandments. He said, love God with all your heart and all your might and all your soul. And the second one, he said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. He didn't say which one. He didn't say which neighbor. And I can tell you this, he broke me with that. Because I remember when I had a guy that I used to have beef with came in this church. And I was like, man, this dude trying to be, he's trying to be family. Hey, you know, how you trying to be part of the family? Because I still had my heart was still wicked, you know. And I'm having this feeling in my heart, like, man, this guy, what's he doing here? Like, he's trying to be a part of us. Like, man, he ain't no good. He ain't trustworthy. Like if I was, you know, like if I'm real, you know, holy roly with the Lord, and not, you know, I still deal with things. He came and he dealt with me with that. He broke me. And those are the places where we want to be. We want to be in a place where we're broken and crushed. Because when we're broken and crushed, he's doing the same process as he's doing olive. They make olive oil. You know, we know that olive oil, it's a symbolism as the anointing. You have to go to places where he breaks you, like olive, and he crushes you to get the oil out, to pour the oil in you. And that's exactly what he did that day, because he delivered me from that hatred that I thought I was good. Being here serving, I thought I was good. I forgot how good he was with me at that time and moment. I seen him. We had service. I was like, man, I didn't receive nothing first service. Second service, I didn't receive nothing. I tell you when I received something. I received something in the last worship song, which is was altar, closing. And the song was, "You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all." When they sung that song and sung that chorus, "For all things are by you and all things are to you," he broke me. He spoke to me, "Nestor, how do you expect me to get your mom and your dad and them out of religion, out of dead religion, your brothers out of the game, your friends out of the game, if you don't allow me to bring those who I love?" Broke me. He broke me that day. He crushed me. And I ain't gonna lie. I love to cry. I've been a baby. Back then, I'll be holding my shell like, nah, I'd rather get beat up before I start crying. You know what I'm saying? But now I love to cry because there's freedom when you surrender to God. There's freedom when you don't forget that he's taking you out and he restored your marriage and he restored your finances and he restored whatever it is that he restored in your life. Amen? There's so much freedom when you surrender to him and that you don't forget these things when he's doing them. There's so much freedom, and that's what he calls you to be. He wants you to be free to experience heaven on earth, but not for you only. He wants you to share it with your brothers. Share it with your neighbors. Love them like you love yourself. Amen? We have to never forget and hold each other accountable, because there's going to be times that the times are coming where we see so much stuff happening. And if we don't hold each other accountable, we're going to live with regrets. That's one thing that I've always said, and I always say it all the time. I don't want to be that person living with regrets to where I see a brother and sister dealing with issues, marriage problems, or whatever the case it is. They're trying to leave the church or whatnot. I don't want to be that person where when they leave and then I see the outcome of them leaving, I should have talked to them. Man, I should have ministered to them. Man, I should have showed them some more love. I don't want to be that person. That's the worst feeling, that when you see a brother and sister in Christ in this place and then you see them leave and then you see how the enemy's starting to take over their life, how it's starting to destroy their life because they forgot the goodness of God in their life, because they didn't have a brother or a sister in Christ to remind them, hey, those problems are temporarily. We're going to face bigger problems. Bigger problems. What are those bigger problems? When we start getting persecuted for the mighty name of Jesus. Those are problems where we're going to have to think about it. Like in other places, they're getting beheaded. We're so blessed in this state of Texas. We're so blessed in the United States. And I do believe that we're going to be held accountable for how blessed we are and how little we do. Amen. Amen. We're going to be held accountable for how blessed we are and how little we do in this place. We can do so much more. We have an advantage greater than other people in other places have. We have so much advantage. But then we have to think about it. I think about all the sermons that Pastor Mario and Pastor Blake has been preaching these past few months, where he talks about first world problems. We're still dealing with our first world problems, man, thinking like the world going in. Ah, man, how am I going to buy that cheeseburger? Come on now. We worry about buying a cheeseburger or buying this, buying that, while somebody else is facing persecution, real life problems. Why do we get to that place? Because we forget the goodness of God. We forget what he has been doing for us to the point that we don't even want to do more for him. We just want to be that spoiled little kid. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Lord, Lord, can you bless me with this? And I say this because he reminded me when he was speaking to me, when I was listening to that song of how good he's been. I was like, man, Lord, you've been so good. Man, you blessed me with that Tahoe. And then I got hit. He's like, I can see him in his throne like, man, this boy don't get it. I bless you with greater things. They may be small to you, but they're greater. Amen. And then I start thinking, man, I wake up every morning and I see my beautiful wife. I wake up every morning and I see my sons. I wake up every morning and I'm able to talk to my pastors. I wake up in the morning and, and I'm breathing. I have an opportunity to still keep on pushing. Sometimes I miss up and I forget to ask for forgiveness and I go to sleep. Those are the real things that we forget. We forget that we are not destined. Life is like a vapor. We act like we're in control of our lives to the point that we forget that this next night, tonight, this could be the last night we wake up. And we don't want to take him in consideration. We don't want to put him first. We want to forget of the goodness that he's done in our life. Amen? God is so good. He's amazing. He's amazing. And we got to keep on allowing him to minister to us and correct us and discipline us in the best verse. It's in Proverbs 3. I love it because it shows like the whole guideline of how he tells us to live. Proverbs 3, 1 through 21. My child, never forget the things that I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. I want to live many years, but in heaven. Amen. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you your path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Let's pause right there. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Sometimes we forget to fear the Lord. Pastor tells us all the time, we have to have a reverent fear of the Lord, a reverent fear of the Lord. Sometimes we forget to fear the Lord because when I think about it, and don't get me wrong, I've messed up, and there'll be times where I didn't fear the Lord, and we're stepping into his presence in this place. Till I read the story of Moses stepping into the presence of the burning bush, and he tells him, take your sandals off. If he was so specific to tell him, take your sandals off, for you're walking on holy grounds, why do we not have the same respect for him when we're here and we're having wicked thoughts, evil thoughts, thinking bad about such and such at work or whatever the case it is, or we're having doubt of him when we're stepping into his presence? It's the lack of fear of the Lord. Amen? The lack of fear of the Lord. And that goes with forgetting the goodness of him, forgetting of who he is. Amen? Number 8. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. You see, even A even talks about tithing. This right here just gives you the whole instruction all at once. All the instructions all at once. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats with overflow with good cranberry juice. I don't want y'all who's still sipping on that drink to think that he's talking about that fermented wine. He's talking about cranberry juice here. Amen? 11 says, my child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you. That's one thing we do a lot, when he corrects us. And the crazy thing is that sometimes he corrects us through our brothers and sisters in Christ. Someone will correct you and tell you something, and you're like, man, I ain't even trying to talk to them. You know, when it's good for you, this is exactly how the Lord works. He uses people. He uses his vessels, you know. If anything, he would have done it himself. But the thing is that we know that God is an almighty God. Amen. Almighty, a consuming fire. Now, can you imagine him trying to correct you himself? being a consuming fire and you living in sin. You'll be consumed. You won't even hear the first word. Amen? So allow your brothers and sisters to be used by God to bring corrections. Allow your pastors to bring correction. Allow those who love you, your family, the body of Christ, to bring correction. We got to have order. We got to have order because you do not see disorder in the satanic cult. When have you seen them fighting? Oh, man, my curse is way better than yours. When do you see that? But we do see that a lot in the body of Christ, where a lot of churches, a lot of believers are bumping their heads back and forth, back and forth. Why? Because they forgot. They forgot who we serve. It says, my child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those who he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. The Bible says that if you ask for wisdom, he is faithful to give wisdom. Amen. So if sometimes you're reading and you don't understand, you got to ask him. Make it simple, Lord. Because I can tell you this. This right here, all this paperwork here, has been the biggest paperwork I ever done, even in school. I don't think I ever done, like, wrote things like this. But I had to ask for wisdom. Like, Lord, I need help. You know I can't do this. I'm surprised I even got to the 11th grade. Y'all heard, I didn't graduate, so, you know. Ask for wisdom. Where was I at? A person who finds wisdom. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Listen to that, church. Everybody out here looking at all the stuff that the world is doing, you know, they got the piece of chain hanging, you know, that's nothing. They're not going to take that to the grave. I mean, they might, but someone probably going to dig it out and try to steal it, you know. Wisdom is precious. It's more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. She will guide you down the delightful path. All her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, he created the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep foundations of the earth burst forth, and the dew settled beneath the night sky. My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them. Don't forget, never forget. Never forget who you serve, amen? I believe. Is it time? I got to make sure I quit at the right time or else I don't get invited again. Amen. But never forget, and as the musicians come, we got to keep in mind how good the Lord has been to us. We got to understand that all he wants is the best for us. And yeah, we can be knuckleheads and we can be hard-headed at time, and we can wrestle with him like Jacob wrestled with him. But we're not going to win. Just surrender your life to him and never forget that he's trying to use you, that he's trying to do something. He's trying to manifest his presence each and every day in your life. Don't allow the blessing that he blessed you with be only for you. Share it because so many need it. So many need it, and I can testify about that because I needed it. If it wasn't for my brother Casey inviting me, I would not be here. I would not be here, and I know it had to be him because he was hard-headed and a knucklehead at school. So when I seen him putting Bible verses on the internet, I was like, man, what's going on with this man? I need what he got. What's going on? And he invited me to a church. I never knew it was going to be Victory World Outreach. Amen. The same church that I used to pass by when I was high off dope from Thursday to Monday. I used to pass by this church in Forward Drive. Always attracted to it because I seen different races coming out of it. Always attracted to it. Then when he invited me, I was like, man, guess I'm going to go to a black folks church. We're going to get down. Then he tells me it's Victory World Outreach. I was like, man, I live like 3 minutes down the street. God ordained it. That's how good God is. And that's one thing I will never forget because he is so faithful. He is awesome. Amen. Amen. The musicians. Amen. God is awesome. And is it not time or what? I feel like I'm being punk right now. I feel like I'm being punk. They pranking me right now. But yeah, God is so good. And young kids, youth, y'all have a purpose. You have a purpose, and your purpose is to keep each other in alignment. Don't allow none of y'all to astray. Don't allow yourself to think that God can't use you. God can use you. And learn from the mistakes of those who share their mistakes. I'm going to tell you, when I hit rock bottom, when I nosedive and hit rock bottom and I lost pretty much everything, it was the worst feeling in my life. The worst feeling in my life. To the point that I almost committed suicide. I almost shot myself. But by the mercy and the grace of God, which I can never forget, when he spoke to me and said he had better things for me. Who would have known that I'll be up here? These are the better things that he said. Who would have known that I'd be sharing the word? That I'd be sharing the love that he's poured onto me? Who would have known that? I tell you this, my mama didn't believe it. My mom didn't believe it. My brothers didn't believe it. Those who I used to sell marijuana to didn't believe it. They'll still keep on coming to the house and offering me to smoke. But the whole point of never forgetting is so you can stand on your 10 toes. And know that God has given you boldness and authority. That he who dwells in you is greater than he who is in this world. Amen. The same spirit that resurrected Jesus is the same spirit that is in you from the moment that you give your life to him. He dwells in you. He dwells in you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. God, we thank you for your goodness, Lord. Your unfailing love, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are so loving, that you have open arms at all times, Lord, that it doesn't matter what we do, you're still there to reach out and get us out of the mud. We thank you, Lord. And you may be in this place and you may be going through some things and not understanding how to deal with it. And you're wondering if he can do this for you. Let me tell you, he can. If he did it with this little old Mexican here, man, he can do it for you. God, I thank you, Lord. And if you're in this place and you've never given your life to the Lord or accepted him in your life, and you want to have a testimony, and you want to have a supernatural encounter with him, like many here have, today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. And if you're here, if you can please raise your hand, I would love to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Or you may be in this place and you have slowly forgotten the goodness of God and what he's brought you out of, that you have allowed things in your life to come back. That you're getting closer to the exit door and not to his presence. I just want to tell you that, man, God loves you. God loves you. That even when it hurts and he corrects you, he wants you to know that he loves you. and that he's married to the backslider. He loves those who are brokenhearted. He doesn't love that you're broken and all that, but he loves to deal with you because he knows and sees the value that you are to him. And if you're in this place and you would love to rededicate yourself to the Lord, if you can please raise your hand, I would love to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand. Amen, amen. If you raise your hand, not to embarrass you or nothing like that, but I would love for you to come to the nearest aisle so I can pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, you are so faithful, Lord. You are so faithful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that the angels rejoice over one sinner who comes to repent than over 99 who don't have to repent. So right now, heaven is having a party. Amen. Let's all pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you for forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, that you forgive us of all our sins, Lord. For we believe and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Lord. That he came into this world and lived a perfect life and sacrificed his life so that I can have mine. That by his precious blood, Lord, I am washed clean. I believe that your word says that if I ask for forgiveness, you forgive my sins as far as the east is from the west. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. I ask you, Lord, to write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you, Lord. And the angels are rejoicing, and the altars are open. Let's come give them praise. Amen. Amen.